What is going on? Good morning. Welcome to the Land Podcast. This is Jake Hofer, and this week we have a solo episode. I'm going to give some updates on the market from some data that I can pull here to share with you guys, especially if you're listening in the state of Illinois. I have some really good information for you to give you a check-in on where the market is based off of the data, and also going to give you some farm updates. I know a lot of people had listened last year when I planted a bunch of trees, and now that things are really greening up, with how dry it was last summer, I was very nervous on how well a lot of those trees were going to do. And to my surprise, really good survival rate from those trees last year. A lot of them are doing extremely well. Some of them looked like last year when they died off, they actually are resprouting from the base, put up a new shoot. And so I'm really pleased to see that. And planted a bunch of trees. I'm almost finished up for this year. And it's pretty funny, I haven't tubed all of them yet. And my contract this year with Equip is only tubing half of them, but a lot of them are getting nipped very quickly. So it's just funny to see adding this quality browse and the deer find it, and they like that fresh, tender growth, and they hammer it. So a couple things here. If you are a guy that's going to be financing to purchase a property, I know you have felt the increase of interest rates. We all have in some capacity. And earlier this year, leading into the beginning of 2024, they talked about multiple rate cuts. We have yet to see one yet this year. And the Fed met last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. Obviously, no change in that. But reading the Van Trump Report, I encourage everyone to check out this newsletter. It's a daily newsletter, and there's so much great information in there. It's a great way to stay informed, and it's quick. Sends to your email address every morning at 5:30. I subscribed to it, I think, last year at some point, and I really enjoy reading it every day. So there's a snippet in here that I think you guys might find interesting. So many bulls believe that data in the weeks and months ahead will allow the Fed to cut rates as forecasted. The Fed's most recent projection was for 325 basis point rate cuts by the end of 2024, but strong Q1 data prompted Wall Street to walk expectations back to just one or none before the April jobs report. Traders have now somewhat boosted the odds for a July rate cut around 32% versus 28% last week, but the highest odds are still on September or November. Odds also now favor 225 basis point cuts in 2024 versus just a single cut. So, you know, it's very clear that we don't know, and that's just a broad projection to what could happen. Obviously, they were talking for many rate cuts, and they're still struggling to keep inflation under control, and there's a lot of just different things going on with jobs reports, and it's an interesting time. It's an election year, but I will tell you this, and this is just my personal opinion. If you find a farm that you like, this is the same advice that everyone that's been on here that has done really well, have been really successful, has made a lot of mistakes, but this is the common theme. If you find a farm that you can afford, that makes sense, buy it. But I do think that it is obviously clear when rates are lower, you can afford a lot more. And at an 8%, 8.5%, 7.5% interest rate, your buying power has really shrunk, which it is what it is. It's out of our control. But some interesting news, something to watch. And so the Illinois Land Sales Bulletin, another great resource that I really enjoy. And I want to give you guys some of the general averages based off of soil type and what those prices have been. So in quarter one of 2024, all sales, the average was $9,453 an acre. Now, fourth quarter of 23, it was $9,052. Third quarter of 2023, it was $8,706. So it is still trending upward. What you might find interesting is commodity prices are down. And Class A and AB soils, quarter one, 2024, $13,718. And it's actually down from $13,930 an acre in fourth quarter of 2023. And then from the third quarter of 2023, that average was $14,417. So it has swung back quite a bit for that very highly productive soil. And I think that the interest rates and commodity prices are the biggest culprits of that slight downtrend. And then we have B, BA, and BC soil types. First quarter 2024, $10,708 an acre. Fourth quarter of 23 was $10,552, so slightly up. And then third quarter of 2023, $10,816, so still down from third quarter of 23. Now going down to C, CB, and CD, this is an interesting snippet as well. So the high-end stuff, high-end soils have trended downward, or in the last category, basically flat, but still down from third quarter of last year. Now, C, CB, and CD class, $7,411 an acre, first quarter of 2024. Fourth quarter of 23 was $6,904. And third quarter of 23 was $7,171 an acre. So up from third quarter of 2023, up quite a bit from fourth quarter of 23. And now let's go to class D, DC, DB, and DA. Average of $5,733 an acre for first quarter of 2024. And up from fourth quarter of 2023, $5,371 an acre. And then third quarter of 23, $5,480 an acre. So up third quarter to fourth quarter, slightly down, but fourth quarter to first quarter of 24, up like $400 an acre. And the number of sales are down about 300 transactions from fourth quarter of 23 to first quarter of 24. So fourth quarter, there was 1,021 transactions in the state of Illinois that was tracked with this Illinois Land Sales Bulletin. And first quarter of 24 was 752. So pretty big downtrend on the number of transactions and about 20,000 less acres as well. So what's an interesting snippet, though, is fourth quarter was really busy compared to third quarter of 23 was only 692. So from third quarter to, of 2023 to first quarter of 2024, 692 versus 752. So, I mean, there's still a lot of land getting sold just in fourth quarter of 23. There was just a lot of transactions. So take that for what it's worth. I think that's a really good check in there. I mean, the highly productive soils, I think, have been, I mean, that's exactly what I've been seeing in some of the sales I've been involved with or even auctions I've followed. The really productive soils, the really good tillable that would have sold for quite a bit more just a year or two ago are starting to stall or draw back, and the recreational type parcels are still accelerating. That Rock Island County, Illinois auction that we had that I talked about on here mirrored that exactly, and there's a handful of other auctions I can reference that have followed that same trend. So if you're buying productive soil, now's a good time to possibly buy. Obviously, the commodity prices, interest rates, and everything else is keeping people out of the market, and that's very apparent. Recreational, still very competitive, and there's still more buyers and sellers, and there's still very limited inventory across the board. Obviously, depending on what part of the country you're in, you know, that varies. Typically, where I'm at, there's usually not a pile of inventory versus some other parts of the country. But regardless, something to stay in tune with. It's important to know what the data is and help you make an informed decision on what to expect. What are the averages? Where does that farm fall within the averages? Is it, there's so many different things that go along with that. And that's the importance of working with a agent that understands the market, that follows these things, that can help educate you to make a good decision or refine your search or refine your expectations. And I'll be curious what the remainder of 2024 entails. My gut tells me this. I think soil, a lot of the productive tillable, I think, is still going to see stalling, probably flat. Best case scenario, I don't see a giant influx if commodity prices stay where they're at, if interest rates stay where they're at. I think the smaller recreational parcels are still really hot, and the good stuff is selling fast. So hope you guys enjoyed this quick episode. I think these are very important just so you're in the loop. Obviously, there's a lot of people that listen to this in a variety of different states, but that's just what I'm seeing here in Illinois. I'd love to hear what you're seeing in Michigan. Pennsylvania, Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and see if it's following the same trends here in Illinois. I think, obviously, we had Jim, the land appraiser from Iowa, and he calls Iowa the NFL of land. And I think that's a really great analogy. So in Iowa, I'll be curious what you guys see. But Illinois seems to mirror Iowa or tail it just a little bit. So that's what we're seeing here. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And I want to tell you this, my mower's still broken. And now I wish I had the Hoxie Native Lawn Prairie Mix. They have a bunch of different versions on there. You can save 10% off by using the code HOFER and add some pollinator to your backyard. I think it's a great idea. I think it's great for less mowing, less maintenance, more beauty. Easy decision for me. And I plan on incorporating that into my backyard. And then also, if you're looking to get some switchgrass, some warm season grasses, you have a CRP contract that needs to get implemented here in the future. You have the perennial food plot you'd like to try with all the different species in it, all the diversity. Go to Hoxie, go to the Prairie Farm, use the code HOFER, give them a call, ask them what they would suggest based off your soil, off your location. They're excellent. They love what they do. They grow and harvest as much as their own seed as possible. And those are the people that I want to support and give my money to support the cause that they're doing and get the best seed that they can source. So hope you guys have a great week. Until next time, see you.